USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Despite the fact that President Vladimir Putin of Russia has raised his nuclear readiness, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the United States is not following suit.
We are assessing President Putin's directive, and at this time we see no reason to change our own alert levels. But it's also important to remember that even over the course of the last several months and years, when we have had significant disagreements with Russia over a range of issues, Russia and the United States have long agreed that nuclear use would have devastating consequences and have stated many times, including earlier this year, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
AAA reported today that national gas prices on average have gone up higher than the percentage of inflation. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $3.61 a gallon. The highest throughout the country is California at $5.36 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.